This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a story in the New York Times today, which is, on the face of it, a story about manicures and pedicures, but which turns out to be a pulling back of the curtain on a slice of the economy that has kind of been hiding in plain sight. It's a story about stolen wages and worker mistreatment and the role the rest of us have in that economy. It's called The Price of Nice Nails. Sarah Maslin-Neer wrote it. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This is an amazing story. How did you come to it?
I actually came to it a very unusual way. I was getting a pedicure at a quirky salon that's 24 hours in Koreatown in New York City. And I started talking to the woman who was doing my toes, and she said to me, you know, I work the day shift. It's a 24-hour salon. And I said, oh, well, who works the night shift? And she said, oh, I work the night shift. And I said, but it's the daytime. What do you mean? And she said, I sleep in a barracks above the salon. When a person comes in the evening, they shake me awake and I do a treatment. I work 6 days a week, 24 hours a day. And on the seventh day, I go back to my bedsit apartment in Flushing and I sleep for 24 hours and come right back. And I just thought, this woman is enslaved.
Not only are they kept in these terrible conditions, really, but they're basically not paid. I mean, they have to pay a fee to get trained to begin with, and then they work without pay for months and months and months.
So the protagonist of the story, Jing Ren, a young Chinese girl, she paid $100 to work at a salon. And then she ended up working, as all of them do, almost all of them, for free for a period of weeks or up to a month. Hers was almost 3 months. And at an arbitrary point in that, the owner decided that she was good enough to merit being paid. And then she found out her salary would be $30 a day.
How much of this is related to the price that is charged for the services, which in New York, as you say, is pretty low?
So I did a survey of 105 salons in New York City and found the average price to be about $10 for a manicure. The countrywide average, according to Nails Magazine, an industry publication, is $22. So why, in the most expensive city in the United States, where a latte costs $4, is a manicure the cheapest of anywhere? And something I keep coming to again and again, the manicure industry predicates itself on the idea of a discount luxury. And there is no such thing. And as experts have told me, someone is bearing the cost of your discount. And in this case, it's always the worker.
You went to salon owners, you went to the trade associations and said, what gives? What was their answer?
Actually, a sort of funny interview with the trade association, the Korean American Nail Salon Association. My translator, Jiha Ham, called him up to set up an interview with me. And he said to Jiha, on the record, I don't want to meet with Ms. Neer. I can't have an interview with her. I won't say anything because too many of the owners pay below minimum wage for me to say anything. It'll harm the industry.
Wow.
They all know what's going on because that's the business model.
They do say, though, the owners, that they believe, in essence, they're doing a good thing. They're helping these immigrants, they're almost all immigrants, get that first rung up on the American dream.
Sure. They believe themselves to be heroic. Many of these workers come here with huge debts to snakeheads who brought them from China or coyotes who brought them from various countries like Ecuador. And they're desperate for work. And the owners of salons feel that they're providing them that money they desperately need. But is it right to take advantage of a person in desperation?
There is a hierarchy as well within. Not only is there the owner-employee hierarchy, but within the salons themselves, who does which job is very much rank-ordered.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's so wild, there are three jobs in the salon, sort of an expert, a middle person, and the newbie. But even within that, how much you get paid and what jobs you're assigned are based on your race or ethnicity. The Koreans, particularly young and beautiful women, are paid the most. Following them are Chinese, and below them are Hispanic women or men and other races. And then I met workers, Hispanic workers in a Korean salon, who only they were not allowed to speak a word for a 12-hour shift while the Korean women could chat freely. Or workers who had to eat in the basement because their food was considered smelly, where the Korean woman could eat at their desk. And just this systemic race-based abuse and lack of compensation.
It's a piece in the New York Times today called The Price of Nice Nails. Part two drops tomorrow. The reporter on it, and it's an extraordinary story, is Sarah Maslin-Neer. Sarah, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.